Yes, sir. What's going on?
Oh,
it
shit.
Is the All Out Show. Yo. We have first time artists here.
Oh,
live.
Yeah, thank you, man. Yeah, thank right. you for having me, man.
You know, his name is.
Yo, turn my headphones up, son. Turn my headphones up. The beat is banging, but turn my headphones up. I'm lying. I'm just saying that shit. What's up?
Let's talk, hey man. Let's talk some turkey, man. Like real man. Talk. You've had some changes recently in your life, huh?
Man, speak to me. What you talking about?
Well,
what?
You know what I'm talking about?
No. I mean, keep it all the way. Keep it all the way. You know, visual.
All right. You're no longer with Aftermath.
Oh, praise God! Check it out now. Yo. It was Shawshank Redemption, and finally, I'm pleased to announce, because there's no gag orders anymore, any legalities. My lawyer told me I can speak. Yes, okay. I am fucking free. I'm a free agent.
All right.
I still love them over here, but thank God. Like, it was Shawshank Redemption, nigga. I was going out in the prison yard shaking gravel out my pants every day, going back in, trying to crawl through the sewer. Like, please get my people free. I can't even go into it deep, because I talked to Who Kid about it. You know, he's supposed to do it exclusive on his show. You know what I mean?
Well, so shit.
But you just got it officially. Now kid. I can talk and go crazy. Fucking Haitian ass nigga. Sapase, nigga.
Come on, man.
My wizard.
Sapase sizzle. Pizzle pow.
So, you know, I mean, you know, that's kind of sort of why secretly I'm out here on these NY streets having fun, taking meetings and things. I'm finally
that's
free.
That's what's
man.
Up.
I'm finally free. You
well,
know?
I mean, that's got to be weird. You know, DJ Vlad said that you was going to break, and then you was mad at Vlad, and then it ended up coming to fruition. Did he have the inside track on that, what was the deal with that?
What, you know, bless Vlad, you know what I'm saying? He was, you know, he, you know, we talked about it, and what he was trying to do was trying to have the scoop, but what he was trying to do was take secret, quiet conversations already trying to get the outs, like, okay, we trying to get out of here, and can we go to other labels already trying to test the waters to see when it's good to make the move? So you overheard a conversation and then tried to confirm the shit, and I wasn't free yet. So it kind of like even made it a little more messy. But
so he blew up your spot when you were just trying to have a nice, clean divorce, and he's over here blowing up your spot.
Amicable split, but I forgive him. You know, people try to take the information. It's entertainment to them, but it's our lives. You know what I mean? And at the same time, it's business, but Dre is my big bro, and that's my family regardless. So I'm a supporter Aftermath and whatever he need over there, it's there. But after almost 5 years of sitting there and working with every producer in the world, you know, it's kind of unfair to the fans and my family and myself to keep telling people something and the release dates change. People are waiting. People are anticipating. All these cats up here, how big they go for me on this side. You know what I mean? And on the other side, people support so big, and it's like, when's it going to happen? After a while, you know, it's like, damn. It kind of becomes like, my album is Detox. It's like, when is it coming? You know what I mean? And I can't afford that kind of situation. You know what I mean? Like, I signed in 2006.
Yeah, it's 2010.
And the nigga's 31 now.
I know, right?
Even though I look young and beautiful and shit, but right. There's other shit a nigga's trying to do. I'm Denzel Smith now. I'm doing movies and shit. You know what I mean? And I got my workout DVD. I got my own supplements and shit. I'm lying.
But, nigga, you know, grab the weight this
Dick
way,
Gregory
nigga.
Shakes and shit. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, son. You know what I mean? But, you know, that's simply what it is. And it just feels so good because it was so much to that. And out of respect for the family, I'm not going to go into details with everything that was that. But it almost made it so crazy that, like, it could have ruined our friendship. Could have ruined what is family. Because I'm going to be loyal. You know what I'm saying? Dre's Elijah Muhammad. I'm Malcolm X. You know what I'm saying? And I ride for dude. But at a time, okay, Malcolm got to become El Hajj Malik Shabazz. And this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then
I didn't die to
Autobahn. I was about to say.
Nigga. I'm changing the story at that point, okay?
I was about to say, okay.
Nigga, I'm not going in the Autobahn.
All right, well, look, man. Tell me your feelings on this one. Signing with a superstar, it seems like it's hard to sign with a superstar because they're already, you know, they're already stars. Their business is to be stars themselves.
With some people, but that wasn't the situation with Andre. It's just that he's got other obligations and responsibilities that are bigger than breaking new artists. It becomes a corporate situation. And if you don't understand the business side, it can put a strain on your personal shit and think it's, like, intentional. And that's not the case. And you got to think, remember we first dropped Grow Up, and then they cease and desist the record.
Grow Up was crazy. Yeah.
Yo, they cease and desist the record. We ain't even getting label support. We got Hallelujah. We got Every Day in the Streets. We got all these records that we're cutting ourselves, putting our own money behind, and you won't even get no label support to shoot videos. They won't pick up and do what they're supposed to do.
You're telling me this is Grow Up had a nice buzz, especially like out here on the West Coast. They really wanted to run with it on the major stations.
Yo, and it went number one on the record company.
Is,
on power.
The record company itself told them to stop playing it?
Cease and desist, homie. Coming from the label. So you got to look at it like, goddamn, you know what I mean? Like, whoa.
What were you thinking when that shit happened to you, man?
Shit, knives in the back. You know what I mean? And me and Dre talked about that. You know what I'm saying? So it was stuff behind the scenes, but that's why it's like some things are to be said and mostly can't be said. You know what I'm saying? On a personal level, out of respect for what it is. And I'm just a team player at all times. And it's just beautiful to be free now. Get my people free. You, I'm a stat. And I can just give you music now. I got over. The blessing is that also with just being able to be free now, I also got to walk with 700 and some odd songs masters. So he blessed me enough to let me do my thing. Instead of it being a whole dragged out situation where you never hear from me again and I'm just in limbo, you know what I mean?
Hold the man, yeah. Where's my message? Where's my
car? You know what I'm saying? And I left with so many records. You know what I'm saying? I'm baby Tupac with all my albums.